located at Akron's Farm Supply here in Fredonia. And tell you what, the radio, come back on the radio, it's going wild. And here, William, it's good to see you. Visited with you last time, and you were under work with a lot of the feeds and a lot of different things. Tell us what you're working with farmers on these days.
Well, right now, we're headed into winter, and of course, wintertime brings on protein blocks. And so we've already got a good supply of protein blocks in. We carry the Crystalix, and we've got one that we actually get from Central Farm. It's just a 24%. Most of our guys are familiar with it, but the Crystalix is probably our top seller because it kind of sells itself. People come back and want it again. And we've also got the little blocks too. So a lot of protein blocks. Of course, mineral is kind of slowing down. The fly season slowing down. So they're going to just switch over to a basic mineral, but still need the mineral out there. But the blocks and the mineral is kind of heading into winter. That's what's going to be popular. And we do have a beef feed and a sweet feed for just to supplement any animals that need a little extra going into winter. We've been through a dry spell, so there's not a whole lot of grass out there. So they're going to need some extra supplements. So.
Yeah, that's been a challenge this year. Have you seen a lot of farmers doing rotational grazing, use the feed to supplement? I'm sure it's been a bigger demand for feed this year just because it's been so dry.
Yes, it has. Some guys are already feeding protein tubs and feeding a little bit more feed just because they don't have a whole lot of pasture there and they don't really want to get started on their hay, but just something to supplement what hay they're having to feed.
Right. Protein tubs, the cows really seem to like them. They really work as a good option to help supplement, especially in a year like this one.
Yes, they do. And in our area, and we don't necessarily push it, but protein tubs really could be used year-round, but especially when it's a dry season and going into winter, obviously, because there's just they need that extra protein.
Sure. So, you know, it's in addition to that, you got farmers who are reseeding pastures, and that's been a tough year for that, too, because you need a little water. We finally got some water to rain to make it grow, but it's been pretty dry even when you want that new pasture to start coming on.
Right, yes. We've had a lot of guys that jumped out there and went ahead and tried to and they did reseed, and luckily they got the rain and fortunately and got the rain. And then we've had a lot of seeding going on in between the rains. And so we've turned out it's going to be all right, but it has been dry and they're trying to reseed those pastures. They probably did lose a little bit through the dry weather. So,
what's crazy is if you look at the National Weather Service maps and charts, we're still ahead of where we normally are this time of year, but it sure doesn't feel like it after the last couple of months.
That's right. I think I heard somewhere that we had the driest August on record, but we're still having the wettest year on record. So that's kind of unusual. So.
So obviously, if folks are looking and need a little advice on what to do, you're willing to help them and help plan their feeding program and obviously the minerals and supplements there as well.
That's correct. I am. And we've got two or three different options on the protein tubs and blocks. And then we've got several options on the minerals. So we're willing to, we'll help you figure out which one's the best for your programs.
That's what I like about it, because you're not only sell a lot of great products, you get a lot of service here too. And that's what you get a business like Akron Farm Supply. You're known for service because when folks come in, you know what they need. You know what they're normally used to having on their farm, and you really work with them to try to help them get what they need. A lot of times you know what they need before they ever come in.
Well, that's correct. And a lot of times, like you said, the ones that are repeat customers, we know what they need. And if it's a new customer, that's the first question we ask is, what are we doing? What are you feeding? And kind of how many you're feeding and what's your program? And so that way we learn a little more information about their operation where we can help them get them the right product.
Sure. Of course, it's apple season too, which is always a good time. And Shane was telling me about the apples. He said these apples go fast.
They do. We had a guy in here a while ago buying, I think he bought 2.5, 3 dozen. I don't remember what now, but we sell them by the bushel. And we've had a lot of people. They come in and buy them by the bushel.
What did you say when the apples first come in, people can't hardly get down the aisle for the apples?
That's correct. Yeah, everybody getting apples, you can't hardly get in or get around them, but that's okay. So
you got a good crew here that works with you at Akron's too. You get a lot of folks been here with you a long time.
Yes, I've been here. Well, I was gone for a little while, but roughly 30 years. And so Gary's been here 50 years, and Shane's been here several years now. We got lots of guys that've been here a lot of years. Mechanic in the small engine, I think we talked about him back in the spring. Right. He's been here over almost 35 years. So we got a lot invested and a lot of knowledge. So.
And to have the mechanics and folks who can work on your equipment, whether you get a new lawnmower or whatever the case may be, or need service or service on an old lawnmower, to have that mechanic in the back who can work on that means a lot for folks.
Oh, it does. It means a whole lot. That's what Dean Ackers always said, we're gonna service what we sell. And so he pushed that, you know, we're gonna have the mechanic shop, and if we sell it, we're gonna service it. And right. So we want to be here to help them take care of their problems down the road. We want to sell them a new item, but we don't want to sell them a new item. We don't want to sell them a throwaway item. We want to sell them something we can work on and help them, something to last them for years. So.
Yeah, good reputation means they're going to come back and buy another one from you when they need one, right?
That's correct.
That's what makes a big difference. So visiting with William here at Ackridge Farm Supply, really talking about what they're doing, feed. So if you need feed or any kind of feeding or most implement or mineral supplement, anything like that, William's the guy to come talk to. He and the crew here can help you. We're at Ackridge Farm Supply on WPKY 103.3 and 1580 AM.
Aha, we caught you listening.